So will there come a time in future when we make only good choices? Yes. If you're talking about good choices in terms of moral and immoral, then there will come a time when we become pure enough where we will not make immoral choices. So for example, now I may succumb to lust, I may succumb to greed, I may succumb to anger. And that's because of weakness, that's because of conditioning. When the more pure we become, the less we are likely to succumb to these. Still the desires may come. Prabhupada writes, I think in 2.70, Apurya Mana Machala Pratishtam purport, that the desire comes, but the inclination does not there. That means what? You know, I may also, if somebody behaves irrationally, I'll become angry. I'll feel anger. But I won't act on that anger. So like that, that wrong choices, the more we practice bhakti and become purified, at that time, the wrong choices coming because of our anarthas, they will no longer happen. But wrong choices in terms of when there's an ethical crisis, not knowing what to do. It may happen that I may try one thing and then it doesn't work, I'll try something else. So it is not that when we become pure, we'll become God. We will never become omniscient. So when we say that we are not omniscient, that means even when we become pure, our knowledge will still remain limited. And sometimes based on the limited knowledge that we have, we'll make a particular decision and then we'll realize this was not the right thing to do. Maybe I'll do this way. So if it in terms of think of wrong in terms of having wrong intentions, I mean in terms of wrong intentions of short-sighted pleasures, short-sighted diligence. Does wrong choices because of wrong intentions, they will no longer happen as we become more and more pure. But sometimes wrong decisions because of a finite perspective, because of a limited perspective, that can happen to anyone. And the important thing is that the more spiritual we become, more spiritually advanced we become, our perspective remains finite only. Our perspective always remains limited. But we become more aware of the limitedness of our perspective. Now, when I am conditioned, you know, I think I know everything. But as I become advanced, I know, you know, there's so much that I don't know. So then we are also more open to other perspectives. Oh, okay, I was thinking this way, but it's also another way of looking at it. And that way, even if we go off track, we can come back on track more easily. Does it answer your question? Thank you. So.